השאלה ביהודה ויאמר בי אדוני ידבנו עבדך דבר באוזני אדוני ואיך אבך כי חמריך כפר. Advice is not going to answer the kasha. I mean, he is, but it's chosek. The kasha, I think the kasha is going to be answered in the piece he has, because it's chosek. Lohovin, lama nechtov zeh betoira, ki yiv shashiyah chas v'shom rak b'sipurim maisim. It can't be the Torah of Sipurim Maisim, because the light lo b'zoi HaKodesh is chas v'shom, because Zoi HaKodesh is light, mekal lo oimrim shatoiri rak Sipurim Maisim is chas v'shom. So ksiv, hoid v'hoda levoshta, right, it's not getting so much into the kasha because we're not going to see the answer. Ksiv, hoid v'hoda levoshta. So in other words, perish hoid v'hoda is the Torah, like it says, tano hoid chal ha-shamayim. So hoid v'hoda levoshta means that Torah is nislabish into things. Levoshta shehilbish ha-boyer bochum is ha-Torah b'levushin. And Weinstein was malbish b'Torah b'levushin. Ki ha-Torah nikro eish. Kosh ksiv alay koi dvorei ko eish no Hashem. It's going to be marach, the union of Torah is eish, Torah is mayim. Kalpanem Torah is nimshal eish, o kamoi shi'iev shal lecha is eish b'li levushin. It's impossible to be oichas eish b'li levushin. Kacha Torah nikra eish. So the Torah is eish. Shi'iev shal lecha is oisa b'li kli. It's impossible to be oichas the Torah without a kli. Lachein hutz v'chol islabish b'levushin v'keileim. So therefore the Torah to be islabish b'levushin v'keileim. Hey, this is a Mordi Kesod. Chlal, the whole Indian of Torah, the person has to know that Torah be'etzem, right, is Eish, and Eish burns. And there's no way a person can learn Torah. Torah is Eish. And a person members has got to learn Torah like that. A person has got to learn Torah, Bereshis of Bezeah, like it's given in Ha-Sinai, Va-Ha-Sinai, Oshan Kuloi, Eish, Oshan, the Torah Kadesh is Kulei Lekus, and Lekus is Eish, and Eish is a Bechina that burns. A person has to realize that the whole Levushin of Shnai Moichzin and Shosh Nogach and Yesh Noichlin is only Kadesh that we should have an Achiz on Torah, that the Eish shouldn't burn us. That the Eish of Torah shouldn't burn us. It's a Psahazaham Toka that the Eish of Torah shouldn't burn us. So that's the Ika Inin of Torah is a person who chaps onto the just that, chaps onto the Levush and misses out the Eish. So it's a terrible Zach. A person who takes it lightly is Mezalzan and Lekus. He learns Torah without COVID, he's Mezalzan and Lekus. And the Emes is a big sod. That the whole Inin of Torah is that Torah is Mantik the Eish, because he's going to say Torah is also Chulamayim, Torah is also Nimshalamayim. Why is Torah Nimshalamayim? Because Mayim is Mamtik the Eish. Bechina Mayim is Mamtik the Eish. In other words, the Torah Abdoisha is a Bechina of Eish that doesn't burn. That's the Torah Abdoisha. It's a Bechina of a Be'etzim Eish is Soyref. But the day the Torah is Nislabish into other Zachim, so that's therefore the Humeda, Kodesh Baruch made the Torah Kaviyachal in a way where it's an Eish, but it's an Eish that's not Soyref. That's a big klal. And that's the Chibur of Eish and Mayim. That's a chibur of Eish HaMayim. All in Yonim of Kedusha, but Emes, all in Yonim of Kedusha are in Yonim of Kedusha that are Eish. And therefore all in Yonim of Kedusha are Gevuradik. Because it's Gevuradik, it's Eish. But it's only Berei Bracham of Chasadov that the Eish is the Eish that's Einai Soyref. And therefore, that's why Ke'ilu, a person of Ata has to have Yira, and Yira is going to explain Yira is a Bechin of Eish, right? Because he has to have Yira to realize it's Eish. But the Baruch Shalom wants Ahava, Baruch Shalom does want a person to search forward. In other words, if a person's got the right COVID for Torah, so Baruch Shalom wants him to delve into Torah and the Eish won't burn him. Then some talk of Eish HaMayim. And the Baruch Shalom wants that. Ritzoyne is Baruch. If there's Yira, then the Baruch Shalom wants a person to love the Torah and to go into the Torah. Mechlal, all in Yonim of Elikus. So that's the whole sod of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is called Moshe. Why was he called Moshe Rabbeinu? It's called Moshe Rabbeinu ki min ha-mayim mishisiyum. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to come out of mayim, because Moshe Rabbeinu is the bechina of Torah, the Heilig Torah, and Torah is Eish. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who's going to bring the Torah down to this world. If you bring the Torah down to this world, it's going to burn up the world. So therefore Moshe Rabbeinu had to come from mayim, and that's how he came in mitzchaber with Eish, and then you can get both madrigas of Eish and mayim, which Torah is compared to koi devarik Eish no Hashem and lachut samul mayim, which is a bechina of mayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu's bechina is a bechina. That's why it was called Moshe mikimin mayim mishisiu. That's the ikka. The only way Moshe Rabbeinu could bring us the Torah was that bechina that he was mechaber Eish and mayim, and the Eish of Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu ilu made the Eish of Torah in a way that the Eish doesn't burn. How the Eish is scary because it burns. How the Eish of Torah, if you go properly to Torah, then the Eish of Torah doesn't burn. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was taken out of Mayim, and that's the Nakuda That's the chibur of Eish HaMayim. That's the chibur of Eish HaMayim, that it's an Eish that doesn't burn. Meaning the Mayim doesn't put out the Eish either. Come to it. The Mayim doesn't put out the Eish either. Because the Mayim only puts out the Eish when there's a stira between them. So when there's a stira between them, if you see that when you pour water onto fire, so first it gets very vilt before it goes out. Yeah? You've seen that? Kilo, yeah. What's the, what is it? That's the bechina of a melchama. It gets wild. Eish is now standing up for its rights. So when there's a melchemes, Eish HaMayim, right, there's a melchemes, Eish HaMayim, so then there's a melchoma. Bitzad the melchoma, one is going to, every melchoma, there's a tzad that's menatzeach. So if there's a tzad that's menatzeach, so you see the fire getting wild. But mitzad the Torah Kedoshah, mitzad bichlal alikus, and Torah Kedoshah, is a person's gisha approach to Torah is with the right approach, taka with yira, over with moridika ava. Yeah, well, that's a fine balance, versteitzach, of with ava and yira, kilo, that bechina. So meila, then the eish is not soirev. So maybe the first gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu was a gilui of what? A gilui in a snare. And what was the chiddush? The chiddush is a snare in any ukal. It's a nice hot fire. It's a new sort of fire that the fire doesn't burn. It's a fire, it's scary. Moshe Rabbeinu looked away. He couldn't look at it. Right? He turned away from it. It's fire, but the mice of the fire didn't burn. That was the remez that Rav Shlomo was giving him. Then in that gilui, he says, "Vatiyaches home Mitzrayim tavdu nesalakim al ha'orazeh." This is the fire. This is the fire that we're going to come down. So meila the snez and then a ukal. Meila therefore by Kabbalah Satori, we got the Torah. We taka getting eish over the fire doesn't burn. That's the whole sod of Yom Tov. The whole sod of the Gimel Regalim. Tifiyah sod. The whole sod of the Gimel Regalim is the bechina of a person gets to a Mordeka Taiva and a Mordeka Ava and Dvekas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yom Tov, he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash will discuss, the Mokim of Shemayim, which is Eish HaMayim. The Beis HaMikdash Taka Mokim, it wasn't a stira, the Beis HaMikdash was a Mokim, but the fire was a fire that's not a stira to the Mayim. The Oilam Lekova at the Geshomim is Samarocha. Never put out the fire. It wasn't a burning fire. Mele wasn't a stira to Mayim. Mayim only puts out the burning, a kule gvurdika fire. Oh, but the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't, we've discussed different mahalchim in the Mo'elam Lekova. Oh, but this is another mahalch. Oh, it wasn't a fire that's misnagged to Mayim. It's not a fire that's misnagged to Mayim. Mele didn't burn. That's the whole sod of the Beis HaMikdash. We'll discuss it. Beis HaMikdash was a mokum of toichei rotzu v'ahava. Beis HaMikdash is a mokum which is kule ava. It's a mokum of kule ava. Chayre, then there's a stira a person's got to have about a year and pachad. So, of a mitzacheni, what gave us the koyach to get to such high levels of ava and dvekas to our kodesh baruch hu and Beis HaMikdash? How come we weren't scared of the fire? So that's the sod. That's the sod of going up to the Beis HaMikdash and Gimel Regalim. That's why the Masechta talks about the Gimel Regalim is Chagiga. The Karbon is coming up to the Chagiga, and right at the end of Chagiga, the last Gemara of Chagiga is Tamid Acham Ein Eish. Ein Eishu Gehenim Shaletus Behem, and then the last Gemara is Afilu Poishe Yisrael. Ein Eishu Gehenim Shaletus Behem. Kal Uchayim from Mizbeach Azov. Madach Mizbeach Azov is only one little thin layer of gold. Nevertheless, it didn't get burnt. Alachas Kama Vakama Rishoyim Shemaleim Mitzvah Kerimoyin Shnema Rakoseich Kefelach Amoyin Rakoseich Alacha. That's the end of Maseches Chagiga. So what's the end of Maseches Chagiga? Has the Eish brandished? The Eish in the Beis HaMikdash doesn't burn. Ein Eish Gehenim Shaletus Behen. Ein Eish Gehenim. It's a Hamtoka Dika Fire. It's a Snen and a Ukam Dika Zach. That's the end of Chagiga. That's the end of Chagiga, where the Chagiga is, where the Taka Klal Yisrael came and the Yomamish reached such high levels of Av or the Rabbein Shalom. Where was the fire? The Teretz is when they reached such high levels of Av and Tvekas to Rabbein Shalom properly, the Regalim, that's what the Regalim were meant for. So made of the fire that comes out from there is the fire was brandished.
You know that's like the
Isha Gehenna? Who? Oh, even the Isha Dinan, that's the Chiddush, it's the Isha Letters Ben. For the Poisha Yisrael. They got to such levels there. They got to such levels of Ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. If they did it properly, so then the Eish, they were miskarif to the Eish. That's Eino Soyrif to the Snedik Eish to the Sned Eino Ukal Dik. That's that type of Eish. That was Soyrif from the Beis HaMikdash.
Same pshat in the Kibshan Eish by Avram. Same
Bechina. I mean, Avram Vina was, yeah. It's slightly different. We'll discuss the Ovis. The Ovis about the Yaakov Vina is the Ikar of Ava and Yira. Oh, but yeah, about the same nakuda. It's an Ava, there's an Eish that's Eino Soyrif. Meina, therefore, in the Chag is Chag Sukkos. Chag Sukkos is the end of Mesechta Sukkah, the last parak of Mesechta Sukkah is parak Achol. Parak Achol talks about the Sunchas V'Sheva. Sunchas V'Sheva, they used to juggle with fire. Juggling with fire is a dangerous thing. So I say that they were professional. I'm sure they didn't do juggling practice, and they didn't have time to do juggling practice, and they were juggling with fire. Now what's the vod? That's the vod. The vod is they were juggling with fire, and the fire didn't burn. So it's under a sort of fire. That's until your whole Yerushalayim. It says the whole Yerushalayim was Kamedura. Rahman Islam, why they call the fire brigade? The whole Yerushalayim is Kamedura, it's Sakonis Nefoshes. What's the Teretz? Teretz is name. This is a fire, this is a Chagdik, and this is a Chagigadik fire. Chagigadik fire brandished. That's the sod of the fire. Yom Tov, they came to such levels of Dveikas, to Rabbi Yishlaim, over those levels of Dveikas, Rabbi Yishlaim, that it's Eish, of its Eish with mine together. It's a Hamtokadik Eish, and that Eish is an end of it, doesn't burn. And that's the Eish of the Torah. Who used to juggle? It says the Zakenim. It wasn't the Chevri who weren't learning, used to spend morning Seder juggling practice. It was the Zakenim, it was the Helig Eden. So the Helig Eden had the Torah Akdosha, and the Torah Akdosha is Eish Amayim. Mayim is as our Eish Mayim dekamatzav, where the Eish is in a soyrif. It's a snedika Eish, and a snedika Eish is in a soyrif. Meina, therefore, Chagig is taka ein oy shegehenim sheletis behem. It's an aura that's an ur, it's a fire that's not sheletis. It's a fire that's not sheletis. It's not such a scary thing to juggle. To juggle with fire. And if the whole Yerushalayim became like a Madura, the Gansi Yerushalayim became like a Madura, it was like a Madura. Nowadays they have these things, achasanas, they have these things, the fire doesn't burn. You see, they put their hats on fire, but they have a certain, I don't know what they do, spray a chemical that doesn't burn. It's a dark of snenene ukav. So that fire that doesn't burn, that's a gashmistig azach. The ruchmistig, a fire that doesn't burn, is the dveikus to the Torah Akdosha in the right way, is the ash that doesn't burn. And that's the whole bechina of the Beis HaMikdash. That's why they used to come and give a regalim to the Beis HaMikdash, because the whole matzah of the Beis HaMikdash was a matzah of Shemayim. We discussed this before. The Beis HaMikdash was Shemayim down here. Shemayim is going to discuss. We'll discuss that Shemayim is made from Eish Shemayim. Eish Shemayim, oh, but it's Eish Shemayim that doesn't burn. Eish Shemayim together. Eish Shemayim together. That's Shemayim. That's Shemayim. So the Beis HaMikdash was the mocker of Shemayim down here. Beis HaMikdash was a mocker of Shemayim. And that's what we said. If Eish Shemayim, the Eish and Mayim up there doesn't burn each other out, it's a Hamtokadik Eish Shemayim. That's what the word Shemayim is dafka for, Eish Shemayim. That's together. It's the Eish Shemayim together. Eish Shemayim doesn't burn out each other. So that's why the Beis HaMikdash, when the Nisim was Ma'idam Lekova Atze Geshova Matze Amarocha, we discussed that. That's the whole Indian. Right? I shouldn't have rained. In fact, it's got to rain. It's got to show you that this is a Tchum of Shemayim. And Shemayim, Eish Shemayim doesn't put each other out. So Meila, therefore, that's the Tchum of Shemayim. So therefore, the Gimel Rogalim is to come to the Beis HaMikdash. When they come to the Beis HaMikdash, the Gili of the Beis HaMikdash was that the Eish is not a Brenna Dika fire. It's an Eish, it's not a Brenna Dika fire. So Meila, therefore, that's why Nevada, this is persons, you've got to have the Ava and the Yira fit. You've got to have Eish Shemayim, who's going to explain his Ava and the Yira. Avada, sometimes when there's too much Ava, there can be Kilkulim Chas V'Shalom. Therefore, Mesechus Chagiga, Taka Mesechus Chagiga, first of all, discusses the beginning of the second period, the whole sugya of all the different Rakiyim, Viloin, Rakiya, all the different names for all the Rakiyim. Because Chagiga is the Beis HaMikdash, Tika Yom Tev, all the Yidna by the Beis HaMikdash. All the Yidna by the Beis HaMikdash. He made all the Yidna coming up to Shemayim. All the Yidna coming up to Shemayim, so it's a new gaze. You see different Rakiyim and Viloin, it's a Shemayim, it's Shemayim. Beis HaMikdash is Shemayim. So Chagiga, the Yom Tov, they came up to the Beis HaMikdash, they were zeicha to the Giluim, exactly all the different Rakiyim and all the Shemayim. About that person has to have the right year, and therefore also in Masechus Chagiga is the whole sugya of Arba Shenichnas Ula Paradis. Arba Shenichnas Ula Paradis, that was like a dangerous. Person's got to be careful, person's got to have a year, that's what we discussed on Rosh Hashanah when we left Chubin. That Beis HaMikdash, the Vada, there's a mitzvah of Yira, Mikdashi Tiro. Once you get in, it's called a Teichai Rotsu V'Hava. That's the Av and Yira. Av and Yira is Eish Shemayim. That's Shemayim. Shemayim is Av and Yira. Eish Shemayim. So Av and Nechnasu L'Paradis is they went too far. They went too far. In other words, that's Taka, then it can burn. Then it can burn. They weren't ready. They went even too far. Then it can burn. Oh, but that's the sugya. That's the sugya of a fire that doesn't burn. And that's all the levushim. So we have to realize that. Now, have to realize that the person's got to learn Torah taka with Av and Yira. If the person learns Torah Av and Yira, so then he can reach the fire of Torah, and the fire of Torah won't burn him. That's why a person just learns Torah for chas v'shalom chitzoinistic, just learns Torah without what's his name, without dveikus. Meila, he doesn't get anything. Doesn't get hikilu. Bein Shalom wants a person to get to the Eish. He wants a person to get to the Eish and oifen where the Eish is ainu soyrif. And that's with Av of the year.
Is that the side of the bonfire that went away then?
Agvoyim, oh.
Something else?
No, it's Navarne, not something else. Mamish, not something else. It's the Gilui, the Fakir, that's one step of Pnimis HaTorah is whole sort of Torah HaKabbalah, that it's the Eish without the Levushim. It's the Eish without the Levushim. Pnimis HaTorah is Eish without the Levushim. In other words, when you go to Rabbi Shemai Mungsim and you learn Shnayim Oichazim, and he'll tell you what's Peshat, this type of the Talis, and this Neshama's can get this one. So then he's learning, he's Megalat to you, the Torah B'li Levushim. So Torah B'li Levushim is L'chayre Mamish Eish. The Rashbi was Megalat, and the Rashbi came to a Matzav where the Rashbi could bring down the Torah, could bring down even the Pnimis HaTorah Torah in a way where a person can learn it and won't get burnt. That's the sod. It's the sod of Lagboima. The Ikka pushing through, or Tzadik Emes were pushing through, was to bring down Pnimis HaTorah in a way where it won't burn. That's the sod of Lagboima. It's another sod to Shmuz, but Navada. All fires of Torah are related together. Moshe Rabbeinu makes sure Menamayim Shisiu makes sure that it's an Enoka. Vine lefa'omim nikra Torah Mayim. Torah is called Mayim, like it says, Hevei kol tzomei lechula Mayim. Oh, the Heilige Torah is also called Mayim. V'lchoyro, eichef sheliya shnei abchinas b'toyra eisha Mayim. How can there be two bechinas in Torah eisha Mayim, which are shnei hafachim? Ze eina yochel. Ki ma boyer baruch hu. Only the boyer shalom could do that. Shehu yizbaruch, oisei shalom imreim ha'ov. Kavoy shalom rechazal. Shemayim is eisha Mayim. Sha'or v'na kodesh baruch hu. Zeh v'zeh v'osim im shemayim. So the Bein Shalom is Oysa Shalom Imreimov, that's the Shleimus, that's the Yichud, and that's the Yichud, and then you know the Yichud is the Eish Amayim go together.
The Aleph and the Eish is don't need it in.
Is what?
Why is it missing the Aleph Shemayim?
Ah, why is the Shemayim? That's the Aleph itself is the Aleph Shalom, that's what's Neslabish into the Bechina. The Aleph alone is the Eish, is the Lekus Atzma that is Eina Nitin Nasoga. But that's nislabish, so to speak, together, and then it comes inside the mind. Aleph is always a ne'elam. Aleph is always a bechinas ne'elam. Kmoi shomer chazal shemayim ei shemayim shirim ben hakadosh baruch hu zeh v'zeh ba'osamim shemayim. Vehu koshe loin, bein shleim is koshe u'miyachad loin, shu memutza bein shnei bechinas u'makashrom u'miyachdom. It's a word of kasod. The Indian of the Bunchland, the Indian of Ishamayim coming together, the Indian of Ishamayim coming together is a Yichud. It's a Yichud that could spoke and discuss the Yichud in a Minach. Ma'u Ishamayim, what is Ishamayim? Avoidedik, who Av of a year. Ishamayim, Avoidedik is Av of a year. Shekinim Ika Kala Torah. Kibeloid the Chilur Rechimo without Av of a year, which is Ishamayim, the Porchus Leila. Right, we'll discuss this. Times that Ava and Yira are the two wings that take that void out to Shemayim. Why is Ava and Yira the two wings that take that void out to Shemayim? Because Shemayim is Eish Shemayim together. Ava and Yira is Eish Shemayim. So Ava and Yira, you make your void into a Shemayim dika void. A person who does avoid, the person who's davened with Ava and Yira, who's learned the Heilige Torah with Ava and Yira, so then what is, it becomes a shtikl Shemayim. Shemayim is Eish Shemayim. Eish Shemayim, he's saying, is Ava and Yira. So a person's avoida is an av of yira dikavoida. It's a shemayim dikavoida. It's parchas leila. It's chayzlemekoyre. It's a shemayim, which is a shemayim. So that's why it's parchas leila. A person who's avoida has got no av of yira, or just ava without yira, yira without ava. It's a shemayim dikavoida b'chlan. It's a shemayim dikavoida. It's like do. Stays over here because not a shemayim dikavoida. However, Ava Yira, two wings. Because Ava Yira is Shemayim, it's the Eish Shemayim of Shemayim, and the Eish Shemayim of Shemayim, which is Ava Yira. So that makes the everything a person's done into a Shemayim Dikazach. That's the Tachas of the person, Bahai Alma is. Like we say, Kimei Shemayim Aloritz. To make everything over here Shemayim Dik. How do you make everything over here Shemayim Dik? You got to see what the name Shemayim is. Shemayim is Shemayim, it's Eish Shemayim. So you got to make everything Eish Shemayim Dik. You make everything Eish Shemayim Dik, which is Ava Yira, Shemayim Dik. So you make making a Shemayim Dik Avoida, you're making a Shemayim Dik Avoida, and it's Parcha Le'ela, then it's Chayzel and Koyre.
Is it Av Yira of Sphira? Does a guy have Avoida, when do you have Av and when you have Yira?
So that's a stira. Some places you see that Ava comes before Yira, and some people, some places you see that Yira comes before Ava. That's a whole separate discussion. We'll finish. It depends. That's kilo lule dechet. Is Ava comes before Yira? So Mitzad Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Noichi comes before V'lo Yilecha, because Mitzad Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the ikar is Ava, and the Yira Memela is the person who gets to the Ava Memela. You saw Meira after the chet of Adam Rishon. So then there's chet inside. Then we first need Yira, and then we need Ava. The Friday night is first Yitzchak, and Shabbos morning is Ava.
That's a good suggestion. Is that when a person most tired? Should he have a the year or the hour?
Both. So which say that I'll ask about the L'chayim HaBichel, B'chayim HaMitzvahs, often clearly, the Chorba Mitzvah, the Heiliger of Tzadik says that the Birchus HaMitzvah is the Yira, and the Mitzvah itself is the Ava. Otherwise, the Birchus HaMitzvah is the Bika, is the Mekna Bracha. Why do we make a Bracha? Because make a Bracha, you say Melech O'Elam. Shegetchonim HaMitzvah V'Tzivonu. In other words, you are the Melech, and we are the V'Tzivonu. That's a Tchuna of Yira. The Rebbein Shalom is the Melech, and we're doing it because of V'Tzivonu. We have to obey the King. But when you get into the mitzvah, it's the rather the mitzvah is kulei taina, kulei ava. So usually the way it works, kilo after the chet of Adam Rishon, is first you have to have the yira, like we discussed. The doshi tiro is on the outside, but inside is kulei techa rotsav ava. Aaron Akoin was nor aleph is ava and tainuk. But till he went to the mitzvah, Megdash it says Moshe Rabbeinu to tell him Rashi in Shmini kravlam zbeach fisha ayo yorei lageshes. It's Moshe Rabbeinu no lakach nevcharto. So the boy from Klali, the Tchuni is first Yira and then Ava, because the Yira is safeguarding that the Ava won't go too far, won't be a mechina of nechnas leparadis. So boy from Klali works like that. There's days with, it doesn't work like that. There's times of the year with tefakir. Boy from Klali is big, is first Yira and then Ava. So the first birchas Torah is a shekel d'shana b'mitzvay sa b'tzivanu, which is a melech oila b'tzivanu. Then we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'harevna. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'harevna. And it's a Ariza, Shekhna brings down. You do say Amen before b'harevna. You don't say Amen before b'harevna. And tachlis the Torah is sada v'day is because a shekel d'shana b'mitzvay sa lasik b'dei Torah is that's the year of Torah. And b'harevna. And Harevno is the Arevis, the Masikis, is the Ava of Torah. By Torah, they've got to come together. By Torah, they've got to come together, so we don't answer Amen. We don't answer Amen. We go straight to Sheikh Kishon and ask the Torah of Harevno. Because Torah is the Eshemayim which come together. Torah is the Eshemayim come together. The year and the Ava come together. It's made there's no Amen, there's no Afsaka. It wants to go straight from the year straight into. That's the whole sod by mitzvahs. So there mustn't be mafsik between the birchas ha-mitzvah and the mitzvah. If you mafsik between the birchas ha-mitzvah and the mitzvah, the ik of the mitzvah is the Rebbein Shlomo wants a person. Mitzvah is minashon tzavsa. Tzavsa is connection. Connection is ava. It's connecting to the mitzvah. Mitzvah is tzavsa. Tzavsa is ava. It's kulei ava. Mitzvah with atbash we know is yudkei vavke. Yeah, mitzvah is the mem tzadi is with atbash is yudkei. And then the last two letters of mitzvah is vavke. So mitzvah is bem is yudkei vavke. And Yudke Vovke is Kulei Rachamim, Kulei Ava, Rachamim Chasodim. Etzim Mitzvah is Rachamim Chasodim. Now the Yira is a Hachana for the Mitzvah. The Ikim Mitzvah is Tzavsa. The Man Shalom wants us to get to a Mardika Tzavsa. So Mela, the Yira is a Hachana. So you must be Mafsik between the Bracha and the Mitzvah. Because the Ikim Mitzvah is Taka the Ava. A person's Mafsik, he makes the Ikim into the Yira, Bechin is Yira. And the Ikar Mitzvah is to use the that's why Yir Shemayim is always called a Shar, and Yir Shemayim is always called a Shar, the Gemara and Shabbos. Then it's Torah without Yira, he has the keys to the inside, not to the outside. The Yira is called a Shar, so the person has to know that the Ikar is not the Shar, the Ikar is the Etzem Zach inside. So that person is Mafsik. Or by Torah, it's Mislavish, but Torah, the Anshkines and Doyle, the Hilag Chachonim, and Sakin, the Bracha in a way, the Mamish, in the same Bracha, you have the Av of the Yira, and even though the difference, so therefore, Ki'ilu, you could answer, you can't answer. However, that's not talking straight to the Sheikh Dishonim, and it's also the Tivon, to go straight from the Yira to the Bechina of the Harev, not to the Bechina of the Arevis and the Ne'imis and the Av of Torah. Yeah? That's a big Sugi. Achmahu Eishavayim Hu Av V'Yir Shehein Heim Ika Kol HaTorah. Av V'Yir is Ika Kol HaTorah. Ki B'Deloi Chilu Rechimu. Without Av V'Yir Leporchus Le'ila Eish Hu Yira. Eish is Yira. Kumish Yireim Lageshes El Eish HaGdoyla. Just like there's a Yira Lageshes to the Eish HaGdoyla. Kach HaBoy Baruch Hu Eish Oich Le'ish. Rebbein Shloim is an Eish Oich Le'ish. The Ochla Kol Ishim Da'alma. Rebbein Shloim, the Eish of the Rebbein Shloim is Oich El Ola Eish Da'alma. O Mayim Hu Av Shemayim Gadlim Kol Mini Tainuk V'Nimtza Mayim Hem Shoyer Shkola Avas Shabayla. So Lachin Omer Chazal Toyer B'Gematria Tariya, Avshi Yesh Tariq Mitzvahs, Kiya Shnei Mitzvahs, Avi Yerim Sherish Kala Torim, Tzichim Lies, Bechol Mitzvah Mitzvah, Tachlis of Torim Mitzvahs is to get to Shemayim, Tachlis Torim Mitzvahs is the Eishemayim of Shemayim, is the Ava V'yira. So Mela, therefore the Ava V'yira is the beginning of Ava V'yira is the beginning of Anoichi V'lo Yelecha, right? Anoichi is a mitzvah say, lo yelecha is a mitzvah lo yisase. Anoichi, lechein anoichi v'lo yelecha m'pi ha-gvur shemanu, ha-ikub ha-sher shu kol ha-toyra m'sh-shmeina ha-boi yisparuch m'piv, ki anoichi v'ava, ki yitzisicha m'eretz Mitzrayim, tzorech ato lev oisai, oisi. Rebun Shleim. So anoichi Hashem is a mitzvah say, z'ava, v'lo yelecha is lehim ha-chem. Oy, k'ma amronuch al-ba-apostol, k'mol Hashem l'kechus l'vavcha, l'avas Hashem l'kecha. That's what we discussed the MS. That the Indian of Ava, the Indian of Mila, the Indian of Mila be'etzem is a chibur of Shemayim, is a bechin of Shemayim. Why is it a bechin of Shemayim? Why is it a bechin of Shemayim, the Indian of Mila? Because the pasuk says, mi'ala lanu ha-shemayim av yichachenu. On one hand, Mila is a mitzvah say we discussed. Right, remember, Mila and Mitzvah say is Ava. It's a Sheni. It's a Sumeira de Kavoida. So Mitzvah Mila is where the Shemayim Oretz come together. Not Shemayim Oretz. It's Mala. It's Mala. Mitzvah Mila is Mala to Shemayim. So Mitzvah Mila is the sod of Kol HaTorah Kula. Right, Mitzvah Mila is the sod of Kol HaTorah Kula. Because the Mitzvah Mila has Ava and Yir in it. It's got the Mitzvah Asay, which is Kulei Bechinas Lois Asay of Sumira. So it's got Ava V'Yir, it's got E Shemayim. It's a Shemayim Dika Mitzvah. It's a Shemayim Dika Mitzvah. So therefore, Mi Yala Lanu HaShemayim. Mi Yala Lanu HaShemayim is Rosh HaTevah's Mila. Mi Yala Lanu HaShemayim. It's a Shemayim Dika Mitzvah. It's an Ava V'Yir Dika Mitzvah. It's E Shemayim Dika Mitzvah. That's the Mitzvah Mila. That's the Sod of Kol HaTorah Kula. Sod of Kol HaTorah Kula. The first Achana for Kabbalah Satoira is Mitzvah Mila Avada. And the sod of in without Mila you can't catch him. Or la yoichal because Bisamiglosh is the mokum of Shemayim, the mokum of Eish Shemayim, the mokum of Av Yira, as we said. And Mila is the bechin of Av Yira. Mila is Mi Alalana Shemayim. Bisamiglosh is the bechin of Mi Alalana Shemayim. So without Mila you can't catch him. Chal or la yoichal boy. We learn Chal or la yoichal boy. Talking from Leli Tzis Mitzrayim, all Klal Yisrael mad at themselves. That was the hachana for Kabbalah Sator, by Yerid Hashem and Hasinai, to bring the Shemayim down to Oretz, to make Oretz Shemayim, Dikhovei Shemayim together. And that Bechina is only through the Mitzvah of Mila. So the Mitzvah of Mila is a Mitzvah of Takov, Eishamayim together. That's the big sod of Mitzvah of Mila. It looks like Din, it's called a chasodin, it makes a person more b'shleimus. I'll go into it now. The sod of the Yichud, the Bein Shleim makes a Yichud between Eishamayim. Yaakov Avinu, the beginning of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is Midas Ahava. Yitzchak Avinu is Midas Agvura. Yaakov Avinu is Midas Atiferes. Midas Atiferes is the Midah of Eishamayim and Mischabe together. Right? So, Atiferes is the Chibo of Eishamayim of Av and Yira. Yaakov Avinu is the Mizuk, Atiferes, which is the Mizuk of Eishamayim. Yaakov Avinu is the Shemayim Dika Madrega. Yaakov Avinu is the Shemayim Dika Madrega. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu is Sulam Mutzav Atzav, Ereshim Magia Shemayim. Halacha Lekim Oilem Yoidim Boy. Bechinas Oilem Yoidim Boy is Ava is Oilem, because Ava is the Bechina that gives a person a push forward. It's Oilem. Yoidim is the Bechina of Yira. Yoidim is Yira. Tchun of Yira makes a person go back. Right? Ratzoy Veshoiv. Ratzoy Veshoiv. Ratzoy Veshoiv. Oilem Yoidim Boy is the Chibor of Ava Yira. And Chibor of Ava Yira is the Sulam. That's Rosh HaMagi HaShemayim. Yeah, that's the sod of Malach Elokim Oilem V'Yodim Boy, which is the dag of Yaakov Avinu, which is the dag of Av V'Yira, which Yaakov Avinu has the mizuk of Av V'Yira. Here there's a sod. Yaakov Avinu, the sod of Mitzvah Kibbud Av V'Eim. The sod of Mitzvah Kibbud Av V'Eim is the sod of Av V'Yira. Because it says by Parshas Kedoshim to you, it says Ish Imei V'Oviv Tiro. So by Yira it says first Imoi, because a person Yira tends to have Yira for his father. By Kovod it says Kavod Esavicha, because a person tends to have. Now there's the Ava Yira splits up. Who does a child love? His Ava is Be'ikah Mudgash to who? To the mother. And the Yira is Be'ikah to the father. And the pasuk says, "Ish imoy v'avim tiro kabed es avicha v'semecha." To teach you that kibud av v'eim, you have to make a shiluv between av v'yira. Kibud av v'eim is a shiluv of av v'yira. And this Indian of Kibbutz Aveim, it's the beginning of Yaakov, the beginning of Miksod. Because the yichud of Eish of Mayim and Eish, and the yichud we said the Bein Shlomik, the yichud of Eish and Mayim. That's the yichud of Abba Ve'Ima. That's the yichud of Abba Ve'Ima. You know, Yud al pi Primis Atayr al pi Kabbalah. Yud is Choch, Yud is Abba, yeah, and Hey is Bina. Father has the Yud and the mother has, right? What are the other lashon, the other two letters? Eish. Yeah? And then there's a Yud and a K. Yud and the K is, that's the Yichud the Bein Shlomo makes. Timechaba, the Yud and the K, Timechaba, the Eish and the Maim. So the Yud is also Chochma, Chochma is Maim, Hey is Bina, Bina is Eish. The Yud K is the Bein Shlomo makes a Hantoka between the Eish, that makes a Yichud of the Eish and the Maim should go together. I mean, by Kibbutz Aveim, we see it. It's how does this Kabbalah Diki Yisod manifestate in Halacha? And here you see, by Kibbutz Aveim, you see the Yichud of Av V'Yira. You see the Yichud of Av V'Yira. Okay, where it seems most Ava, then it's Yiridik. When it's most Yiridik, then it's Avadik. So by Kibbutz Aveim, you see the Shiluv. You see the Shiluv, because Kibbutz Aveim corresponds to the Yichud. That's why the Sugi in Kibbutz Aveim is a Maseches Kedushin. Maseches Kedushin is the Shiluv. Kedushin is the yichud between Ish and Ishtoi. The yichud between Ish and Ishtoi is the shiluv of Av and Yira. So Ish and Niknis v'shleisha drachim, Kesev v'shtar v'bia. Kesev is nichsev nichsafti. That's Ava. Shtar is a bezdim dikaloch. It's a cheshemishpa dikazach. It's a gvura dikazach. It's a shtar bezdim dikazach. It's a din dikazach. And the yichud. So there's a ish and there's a maim. And bia is the yichud. Bia is the yichud. That's the third mahalach. That's a yichud. It's Kesef, Shtar, and Bia, which is Ava, Yira, and the Yichud between Ava and Yira, which is the Bechin of the Yud Kei, which is Ava, Ava, Ve'ima. So, I mean, that's why the Sugi of Kibbutz Aveim is Maseches Kedushin. Maseches Kedushin, because Kedushin is the Ava and the Yira, and the Yichud between Ava and Yira. Yichud between Ish and Ishto is the Yichud between Ava and Yira. I mean, that's why it's. Kesef learned
that from Avram.
Ava, Yichud, Yichud, yeah. Yeah, it's a yichud. That's the yichud is the yichud of Eish HaMayim, like you say over here. The Eibishter puts Eish HaMayim together. It's Mele Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is the bechin of Eish HaMayim. Yaakov Avinu is the yichud. Yaakov Avinu is the yichud between Eish HaMayim. If he's the yichud between Eish HaMayim, so that's why Yaakov Avinu, the minion of Kibbutz Aveim, is very sensitive by Yaakov Avinu. It says VaYigdula Anorim, and Esav used to go to his father. Esav was Gvuradik. Yaakovino is going to his mother, and Yaakovino's avoida is an avoida of the shiluv. If he only goes to his mother, so there's no hamtaka of gevura in chasad, there's no hamtaka of av and yira together. So Rivka Yemenu, tzaddik, as Rivka Yemenu realized that Yaakovino's avoida has got to be an avoida, where he's mischabed to his father as well. If he's mischabed to his father as well, So Mele, then you can make the Hamtaka between Ava and Yira, which is Midas Teferis, which is what Yaakov Avinu corresponds to. So Mele, Rivka had Yaakov in a slabish but big day Esav, and she's pushing Yaakov Avinu to get this Kesha to his father. And Yaakov Kilo says, no, Esav is the beloved son, Kilo. So Rivka had to have Yaakov Avinu be mislabish and Esav in order to be miskasha Yaakov Avinu to the Heliga Yitzchak, to Yitzchak Avinu. So the Yaakov Avinu should have the Bechina of Kibbud Av Ve'Aim. So the Bechina of Kibbud Av Ve'Aim, he should be the one to come first, to be Mechabed Av. Kilu Mislavish and Esav, so they should take all the bechinas of Kibbutz Av from Esav. So Yaakov Avinu should have a shleimus of Kibbutz Aveim. In other words, it was a tzivi from his mother that he should have Kibbutz Av, so to speak, so which is a chibah yichud. And Yaakov Avinu made a moedik a yichud on that, and the moedik a yichud on that between Shemayim and Oritz is the moedik a yichud. But Yaakov Avinu Yitzchok was mevarchem yitelachoyim akim yitala shemayim yishmanei Oritz yichud of Shemayim and Oritz yitala shemayim yishmanei Oritz was the yichud of Shemayim and Aro. Which was the yichud of Ava Ve'Yira, which is the yichud of Shemayim down here, which is that yichud of Yaakov Avinu. So that's why Yaakov Avinu, since Yaakov Avinu is Eish HaMayim, is the mizug of Eish HaMayim, the mizug of Eish HaMayim is Kibbutz Aveim, Bechinas Kedushin. So made a therefore, that's why Yaakov Avinu in these last parashas, this Indian of Kibbutz Aveim was very sensitive that he had to go through the whole tsar, he had to go through the whole tsara of of the whole story of Yosef, because 22 years went by and he wasn't Mekayim Mitzvah Kibud Av Ve'Em. Everybody asked, they sent him away, they sent him out, he wasn't Mekayim Kibud Av Ve'Em, so he could have gone home quicker. The sod is the Yaakov Avinu Mitzvah Kibud Av Ve'Em. Kibud Av is Eishamayim Kavid Esavicho Yira Kovid Ava and Ava and Yira. That's Yaakov Avinu's midah. That's the midah of Teferis. Kibud Av Ve'Em is especially sensitive to Yaakov Avinu. I mean, if it's especially sensitive to Yaakov Avinu, I mean, therefore Yaakov Avinu is nidden and Yaakov Avinu is punished. Kechut Asara, medaktik in Kechut Asara, with this inyan of Kibud Av Ve'Em, because this is Yaakov Avinu's ganza. This is the whole parasha. So that's the sod of Rivka sending him to Yaakov, and Yaakov being Mekayim both. And then if he made a yichud of Shemayim Ve'Arad, he made a yichud. That's why Kibud Av Ve'Em is a Maseches Kedushin, and Parashas Kedushin begins with Ish Avi Ve'Imo Tiro, which I'm saying that Yishmor, because Kibud Av Ve'Em and Kedusha go together. Yaakov Avinu is connected with Baruch and Shemayim Esu with Baruch Atah Kodesh, because Kedusha is, that's the Yichud. The Yichud is the Yichud of Eish Shemayim. That's the Yichud of Yud Kei. The Yud Kei is Mamtik the Eish. The Aleph and Shin of the Ish Ve'Isha is Mamtik with the Yud Kei. Yud Kei is the Chochma Bina. Chochma Bina is also Eish Shemayim. Yud is Chochma Mayim, and Hei is Bina. Bina is Eish. And made it, therefore, that's the Yichud. Yaakov Avinu made the Yichud. That Yichud is the Bechinas Kedusha, Bechinas Kedusha, and that's the Bechina of Atah Kodesh, the third bracha, which is connected to Yaakov Avinu. First bracha is Magen Avraham, which is Avraham, which is Rachamim. Second bracha is connected to Yitzchak, which is Atah Gibor, which is first bracha is Mayim, second bracha is Eish. And you're going to ask me why Mayim comes in the second bracha, because rain that comes down is a yichud. We discussed that already. Kim Hirvas, or it's a bia. It's a bia. Bia is with Eish and Mayim together. It's a gvura. Gvura brings down the shaman. That's Eish and Mayim. But the bechina of Atah Kodesh is the bechina of the kedusha, the mizuk of the yud kei, which is Ava, which is a yichud. And that's Atah Kodesh, which is connected to Yaakov Avinu, which is connected to the bechina of Kibud Av Ve'Em, that still gives them a sechus kedusha. So that's the sod of Anoichi V'Leilucha. That's the sod of the fire that doesn't burn, of the Amtokel. That's the sod. That's where Yaakov Avinu. And we know the whole Sulamot of Arzu. Yaakov Avinu had a special connection to the Beis Hamikdash. It says that he bought the Arazim to build the Mishkan. He took Arazim down here to Mitzrayim to build the Mishkan, because Yaakov Avinu is that Bechina of Ava V'Yira, the Shemayim Dika Bechina, which is the Beis Hamikdash. So Yaakov Avinu is the Bechina of the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore that's why Yaakov Avinu has a special connection to the Bechina of the Beis Hamikdash. Waitaki, he saw the Oilem Yerden Boy, which he says, and went over the Mokan Hamikdash, and Nekahar Maria, Balakan, Ernahar Maria, and Kusha to Yaakov Avinu, and Mordeke Yichud, because that's the Eish Shemayim, that's the Shemayim down here. That's the Shemayim down here. Person goes to the Beis Hamikdash, he has a parental dikah mahalach to go to the Beis Hamikdash. It's nechseches chagiga, katan's mechuyev, yachad leikrav av ksefer shel aviv. It's mechubet, the bechinas kibud av ve'em. It's of hakel that took place in Beis Hamikdash. Hakel is hanoshim, hanoshim ha'ataf. Beis Hamikdash was shemayim dikah matzav. It's a yichud dikah matzav ve'ei shemayim. Yichud dikah matzav ve'ei shemayim. That's the bechinas av ve'em. The mizuk of Av Yirach, it's the mizuk of Kibud Av Ve'Em, Av Ve'Em. It's the hakel and whole Klal Yisrael came to the Beis Hamikdash. So that was the bechina of hakel is anoshim, anoshim ataf. Even a taf ben yoyma, you have to bring the taf, because taf is that the bechina of the yichud of the Abba Ve'Emay. Ba'ayim b'sar me'echad, alidei the taf, alidei the v'lad that's born. That's the diet of Yaakov Avinu, the kesh of Yaakov Avinu. The kevesh is the baraturim, the kevesh going up to the mizbech, was the sulam of atzah, the reishim of Yaakov Shemayim.
The kibra, you find the avira one by the mother.
The kibra
ve'em. The shield is av is one and mother is another.
That's why you have to be mashal. The where you usually find ava, there you have to have yira. Where you usually find yira, there you have to have ava. So you're being mashal both of them by both of them.
Where do we see you have to have ava for av?
So it says kabe desavicha v'simecha. Why does it say av first?
That's ava kabe.
Kavod is the bechina of the mother. It says the person bederech chalans on the mother, because they're more makusha to the mother.
Mm-hmm.
Child's more makusha to the mother. The father is more of a yira, and the mother is more of a hischabrus.
Mm-hmm.
Mother is more a kot natzarach le'imoy. It's a tshuka. It's a nichsef nichsafti to the mother. It's all from the nekuda.
Mm-hmm. But what do you see from kavod is bechina means you have that avod to the father?
It's kavod is avod. Why is it makt in the father? Rashi says, why is it makt in the avod before the father, before the mother by kavod? To teach you that the kavod is equally by the father.
Mm-hmm.
The COVID is the bechina. COVID comes from the COVID comes from the bechina. You love somebody, you want to be mechabed them, you want to be. It's the opposite of a year. There's COVID art and there's Yira. covet comes from a feeling that you want to be mechav, you want to love him. A child goes to the mother. So a child is mechabed the mother. So a child loves the mother. So Rashi says the child tends to be mechabed the mother. Why is it tends? Because he loves the mother more. The father he's scared of. That's what the pasuk says. The pasuk wants a child to have yira for the mother and covet for the father. So fakir. Yeah, it's a shiluv shilemes.
Is there any difference between the ava and chesed? When we refer to Avram as chesed av, or it's the same?
Same thing.
Same thing.
Avram is also av, chochma is mayim. You know, mayim is chesed. Chochma is mayim is chesed. Chesed is av. It's because ish is avram. Shalom, Pasach Lan Hashem, Zbaruch Lasses, Laach, Yitzarech Lahamu, Nishleima, Kikol Kechaysa, Vechiyusay, Hu Abayir Baruch Hu. All the Koyach is Nachiyasa, a person is Abayir Baruch Hu. Ki Adam O'ilam Kot, Mishul Kol, Mikol O'ilam, as Abayir Baruch Hu, Mekasha, Miyachid, Kol O'ilam, as Kamama, Vantu, the Kosh O'ilam, Miyachid, Lohim. Vayin Shalom, as Mekasha, O'ilam, as like the Ramah says, a Mafti Lasses, Shekosha, Ruchni, Vegashmi. Kesha, Ruchni, Vegashmi, that's the Yichud. Bezer shelimid eisono aboy baruchu. That's all the Rebbein Shleinim taught us. Eich lav, eich lev, oisa yizbaruchu. Oma laman chayecho. Perish laman shaboy yizbaruchu chayecho. Shkol kol chesecho vechiyusecho. Hu aboy baruchu. Shu mekashe o meyachet kol oilem es shebesoichich vekoyshe aruchim megashmi. So kshatam in enea, eza eva, mi umam neva isa, kim aboy. It's almost like a yichud. The Rebbein Shleinim is mekashe the gashmi ruchni. So even when mekashe, even when we're moving, our gashmi is to give on. So in the Rebbein Shleinim, in the Rebbein Shleinim is helping us move. Not helping us, he's moving, he's doing everything. So b'etzim, every tenua that a person makes is the chiyus, is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh, es Hashem lekecho tira. Es Hashem lekecho, taika shutake bal yichodes bal koich skun, shubal shkala koich shulcha. Hashem lekecho, when a person realizes that every movement he makes is koich aleki that's doing it, so then he gets to a moedik ha-yira. So that's how a yira come together. On tzadecha, we have such a akoros ha-toyv to the Rebbein Shleinim. Every time we move, it's the Rebbein Shleinim allowing us to move. He's taking such good care of us, kaviyochel, that he's allowing us to move all our avorim. So Shani brings us a pachad ha-yira. How can you move an avor to do an aver then? The Rebbein Shleinim is giving you the achis and the koich, and then you're doing an aver with it. It's a shiluv of Av of a year. Once you get Av, once you realize that the Rebbein Shleim is the Yichud of Shmaya Va'ara, once you realize that the Rebbein Shleim is with you all the time, and every tenua you're doing is mitzad the Rebbein Shleim, so that's also Av, and it's also a year, and it's a shiluv of Av of a year. So the Av is Hashem Yikech Laman Chayecha. So all the Chiyas comes from him. And then also it's Hashem Yikech Tira. If everything's coming from you, Rebbein Shleim, so then it gives us a Medika Eima, a Medika Yir, and a Pachad of the Rebbein Shleim. Same nekudas. Yosef Tzadik is midas ayisod. Midas ayisod is achet shmaya va'ara. Achet shmaya va'ara. By Yosef Tzadik, you see the bechina. Chav shayya shem shemayim shalga b'piv. Shem shemayim shalga b'piv. Everything he's doing, he says, b'loidecho ha'lekim yan l'shalim pari. Yosef Tzadik is that bechina of the yichud. That bechina of the yichud. That bechina of the yichud. Because that's the whole extension of Yaakov to Yosef. Yosef Tzadik. Yaakov, we just said, is the Yichud. The Yichud. And that Yichud is Yosef, comes through Yosef Tzadik. Yosef Tzadik makes the Yichud down here, the Achash Shemaim Ara. Yaakov's avoid of Eshemaim. Yaakov's Makusha to the Shemaim. Yosef Tzadik brings that Shemaim down here, which is the Bechin of Shem Shemaim Shagar Piv, which is the Bechin of Yichud. Yosef's Midas Ayisod. The Midas Ayisod is the Yichud. He's Megala even in Mitzrayim. Even in Mitzrayim, he's Megala Moedik Yisod. And even in Mitzrayim, which is so Keilu, not Elikecha Keilu Chasu Shalom, they were Koifin, that whole Bechina. He brought that Bechina down of Shem Shemayim Shalom Piv, the Yichud down even in Mitzrayim. Take of Shasam Mena, Yisbarach, and Nus, Shkol Kachis, and Chiyusu, and Abba Yisbarach, and all take of Mikra, and Ivaid, and Machayim, and Oidem, and Marina, come upon him, and Pasuk Tzadik Moshe Miyer Selekim Amar Chazal Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Mi Tzadik Shakadosh Baruch Hu Goyzer Gzer Tzadik Mevatlak Tzadik is Midas Hayisod Tzadik Yisod Oilam Midas Hayisod Hikshu Gzer Kol Shechi Tzadik Kitshuga Demari Yu Biyanach Yima Shedak Nevoi Mi Moshe Lvi Shailem Tov is leaves off in the middle the vote of the Yisod is Mi Moshe Lvi explain somewhere else the whole Sod of Mi Moshe Lvi is the Sod of the but Tzadik is living in that Madriga where everything is made of the Rebbein Shleim so everything is made of Rebbein Shleim so he has that koyach. He has that koyach, kaviyachu. to rebuttal all the gzeres, because he limits that whole bechina. Every movement he does is an elikustik azach. It's an elikustik azach. That's the bechina, and he is on the level kilo to be mevatel gzeres. That's a kolpanim. The bechina for these week's parashas taka of Yaakov coming back with Yosef. Sorry, meeting up with Yaakov. Yeah, and Yosef meeting up with Yaakov, and Yaakov Avinu sees Yosef. He sees the bechinas ichud shemayim ve'ara. So Yaakov Avinu sees the moedika yichud, and therefore he's koyre shema. This week's parasha is the parasha of the yichud of kodesh bricha shechinte. The yichud shemayim ve'ara. Pasuk starts. Pasuk ve'igash elav Yehuda ve'yem ve'biyadoyni. Adnas is malchus. Malchus is the shechina. The shechina is the bechinas ara. The bechinas oretz. And biyadoyni. Yeah, Doini Yehuda is the bechin of Yudke Vovke. Yehuda has the letters Yudke Vovke. It's Kutcha Brichu. And the Bia Doini, the Adnas, is the Shechina, that's the bechin of Oretz. The bechin of Oretz is Makusha, Miskashet, the bechin of Shemaim. Oretz is the bechin of Bia Doini with the Adna. Bia Doini, the Adna. The Shem Adna goes into the Hei Tato of the Yudke Vovke. And it's the Yichud of Kutcha Brichu Shechintei. Which is the yichud that we have to do down here. We spoke before the inyan of the yud kei, aviv imoy, the yud and the kei. That's a yichud that's always there. That's a yichud that's treirein derem sparshin. The yichud is always there. But the yichud of the vav kei is the yichud that we have to do with our avodas Hashem. And that yichud. What our avoda of vav kei. That's the avoid of what we have to do. The bechina of Vovke, and the Yigash Eilav Yehuda, and the Bia Doini. That was the Moedik of Yichud, the Oilem Hazer. The Oilem Hazer, the bechina of Malchus, the bechina of Oretz. Kimi HaShemayim on Oretz, that was the Yichud. Of Oretz and Shemayim, and Meschava together. The bechina of Bia Doini. And Yosef HaTzadik, Tzadik Yisod Oilem. He's Megala the Yichud of Shemaya Ve'ara, as Yehuda felt the Yichud had been made. So then he was ready for the Yichud of Shemaya Ve'ara. And therefore he said, Bi Adoini, and that was the Bechina of Yosef HaTzadik. He was Megala the Yichud V'Liyachal Is'apek. He couldn't keep the Yichud, is usually something that's Bepnimius. Yichud is something that is the Bepnimius. And Yosef HaTzadik couldn't be misapik, and the Yichud came out. He was Megala the Yichud, Yochel Yosef misapik, and the Bechina the Yichud, the Yichud came out. The Yichud came out, so when Yaakov Avinu came down to Mitzrayim, and he saw Yosef, and then he was Kairos Shema, because he saw the Bechina Hashem Elokeinu and Hashem Echad. So that's what we should be Zoichet to raise Hashem, by Yimahu Yi Hashem, Yi is Yudke, Yudke, and the Vovke should be, same Bechina as Yudke, it should be the Vovke, and that would be the Yichud, the Sparach, by Yimahu Yi Hashem Echad, the Shem Echad. Hey, we mean all day. It's my muscle.
Just one clear fun thing, but the seal of the Avalier is the same as the seal of the Shemaim Arts with the same of Shem and Avi?
It's making Shemaim into Arts. And then Shemaim is the same as Arts. If you meyachad Abba v'yira down here, so then Arts is the same as Shemaim. Shemaim is the bechina of Yudkei, and there the yichud is always there. And we've got to make down here, there should be Abba v'yira together. We make down here Abba v'yira together, so that's the same bechina. There's no chila between Arts and Shemaim. That's Yudkei, Yudkei. That's when the Arts is also bechina of Yudkei.
By making a shield of Abba v'yira, then the male makes.
Maybe it's like Shemaim, so it becomes one Rishus. One Rishus in a way, not you taking a bit of Shemaim and a bit of Aretz. That's what your kasha is.
Yeah.
You're making Aretz into the same Bechin as Shemaim. So it's not a town here, the fire puts out the water. So there's no year.
Yeah.
To put the fire together with the water, and that's what makes the year of Shemaim.
That's like the Dharma and the Shila with the Shema Vayas.
That's the person who has to be Chav. That's the Yichud. That is the Yichud. That's the Shem Yichud. Kutsh Abrichu Shechinti. Kutsh Abrichu is the Havaya. Shechinti is the Adna. Adna is the Hate of Torah. It's Adna to the Hate of Torah. Shemayim amongst them said that Rabbi Tanya's neshama came down to this world. That was the whole Torah that held the Rabbi Tanya. The Makavirov said the recent amateur. So the Yid came to the Makav Rebbe 50 years ago and said in one of the first Fabrinas in the Bavitch Rebbe, when he became Rebbe, and he says, Av Yichud Elo, Yichud Etato means, I'm Shlept Arayin Adrit Yid, Shlept Arayin a third Yid. That's the greatest king, Medoireinu, Av Yichud Elo, Yichud Etato. So he more Moichin, Yichud Elo, Yichud Etato, I'm Shlept Arayin Adrit Yid. And Makav Rov said that, you know, that a Yid was crying when you say Yid from Italy. He told Makav Rov, he's one of the first Fabrinas. It says today's door, Yichud Elo, Yichud Etato is schlepping a Yid and helping a Yid, being Magala the Kus to another Yid who doesn't know it. That's Yichud Elo, Yichud Etato. Chavavada, the Baratanias and Shalom, Rabbi Shemaya writes in the Sefer.
What's the problem with that? Meaning, bringing.
That's Malchus, you bring up the Likus, it's stuck so much inside him. When you mean Magala the Kus, and the person feels a mighty Kachuka, to the Mala, it's Yichud Elo, Yichud Etato. Chavavada, Rabbi Shemaya writes clearly in the Sefer. This last year, the Amachochma, it's about Tani, it's Ikat Teres Chabad, Ikat Balatani is Neshoma, was the Bechin of Yichud Elo, Yichud Etato. Tzaddikim, they can bring down Hecher Torah and then regular. Chalmach, it makes me a Shvirus Akeinim.
That's the Chabad, Chachma Binah.
Yeah. And that's the Chabris, to bring it down to the Keinim, to the Minus, yeah. Yeah. Through the Mayanayim, Nech Nakshurim, Ba'ilam, Netzach, Netzach, and Makal Oilam, is Mitzvah. Yeah. It came up this week sometime. Last week we saw the Nakuda. Kamoshi Yevshe Lecha is Eish Aloshin. Kamoshi Yevshe Lecha is Eish Beli Levushin. Kacha Toyer Nikra Eish. She Yevshe Lecha is Oisa Beli Kli. You need a Kli to chop onto the Toyer. Lachin Hutzucha Lislavish Beli Levushin Mekelim. That's why the Toyer needs Levushin Mekelim, they should be able to chop onto it. But that's the Toyer is Eish, and the Toyer needs something that you can chop onto. We're discussing this week, and I can't remember which year it was. We're discussing the Sechas Uktzin. It came that it's my Mishnah Nakuda over here. Why is Shishas the Mishnah, the whole Torah Shabbat? But the whole Torah Shabbat Pesach, right? All Levushin of Torah. The Nigla of Torah. The Nigla of Torah is the Bechinus Levushin of Torah that we can chop onto the Levushin. So why is the Torah Shabbat end with the Sechas Uktzin? What's the Sechas Uktzin about? The whole in the Uktzin is an Oiket. That's something that you have to chop onto it, and that's why you hold it. That's got a person shouldn't feel, who finishes Torah Shabbat Pesach, shouldn't feel that you know, this is, it hasn't really learned. It's all intellectual things. It's no chas v'shalom. Teretz is that even though the chelik and niglish of the Torah is called the levush of the Torah, is because otherwise the efshel lechois, and through that is efshel lechois. But nevertheless, the person has to realize that just like in Maseches Uktzin, Halach is that the Uktz has the same din as the Etzim Pri itself. And that's what Maseches Uktzin is about. That if it's a Yad Le Pri, if it's a Yad, if it's there, then you should be able to be Oichas the Pri. So then if the Pri's Tomei, it's Mamish Tofel, it's got the same din as the Pri. So too, the whole Shishas Ramishna, even though the Torah Sanigla, even though that Bechina is a Bechina of a yad ki'ilu, a levush, to be able to be mislabish into it, nevertheless a person has to realize that underneath that levush is it's a chabad, it's the same thing. The levush is the etzim zach itself. That's why uktzin is the last masechta. That's the sod of Yosef Tzadik, is the Yosef Tzadik shishis ed remishn is connected Yosef Tzadik. Shishis ed remishn is connected Yosef Tzadik, and Yosef Tzadik's father was also like Soinus Pas. He made him a moedik levush. Yosef Tzadik represents the Torah, the Chelek Nigla Sheba Torah. So Yehuda represents the Lekus Sheba Torah. In other words, Yehuda is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yehuda represents the Torah, Tarosin Shel Mashiach, Mashiach Ben Dovid. That's the Tarosin Shel Mashiach, which is the Pnimius. Yosef represents the Chelek of Torah. That's the Bechinas Levusha, the Levush of Torah. So the, and says that Yaakov was Megala to Yosef all the Torah. But Yaakov's Torah is the Hecher Torah. Yaakov's Torah is go Hecher Torah. But Yaakov told Yosef, and Yosef's Torah is the Bechinas Levush to be Toifis Yaakov's Torah. That's so Mina, therefore, that's why, but also like Ksoinus Pasim, he made him a Levush. Because Yosef Tzadik's Bechinas, Yosef, as we know, is the Shishi we discussed, that Yosef's connected Shishi Sidra Mishnah. Right, it's the Mishnah of Melech. He's the Mishnah of Melech. He's connected Shisha Sidra Mishnah. Shisha Sidra Mishnah, Torah Sheminigla is Levush, that you should be able to hold on to it. As he made him a Ksainas Pasim, that Ksainas Pasim is the Levush of all the Torah that Yaakov told Yosef. And Yosef Tzadik's Torah teaches the Bechinas Torah where you can hold on to it. Yaakov in his Torah is Bechinas Eish. And Yosef Tzadik's Torah is Bechinas Levush that you can hold on to it. And that's the Shisha Sidra Mishnah, the Torah Sanigla. And that's why Maseches Oktzin is when you finished all of it, your person has to realize that even though he's learning the Bechinas Levush of Torah, but nevertheless, that Torah is the Torah's Emes. It's a Chelik of it's a Chelik Bilti Nifrat. Chelik Bilti Nifrat of Torah. And that's what he was most. That's why there's a remes to Shisha Sidra Mishnah, the beginning of Yosef Tzadik was a Ben Zakunim. The Balaturim has a remes to Shisha Sidra Mishnah, the word Zakunim. His Rosh HaTeva is most of the Shisha Sidra Mishnah. So he's the Ben Zakunim. He's giving Yosef a Torah that's Neslavish through the Shisha Sidra Mishnah, which is the Bechinas Aksonis Pasim, which is Bechinas Levush. But the Levush is the Bechin of Uktzin. When you're holding on to the Levush, you have to know you're holding on to the Etzim Zach. Dovda Melech is Kilu the Bechin inside the Levush. Melech HaMashiach's Torah is the Torah Sheba Osid. And therefore, David HaMelech didn't have kilu. He wasn't layechem lebegodim. David HaMelech was the certain bechini. He was mezalzel in the bechinas levush. And Shaul HaMelech, and therefore, he got old and his clothes didn't warm him up. Because David HaMelech's Torah is the eish of Torah, which is the beneath the levush. He also had tzaddik Torah is the levush tikka Torah. But David HaMelech's Torah, Melech HaMashiach's Torah is the eish itself. Kilu, ki Hashem lekecha eish oich lehu. There was a ktsat zilzel in the inyan of levushim. But the Yosef Tzadik, that's the Torah of levushim, and that's why uktsin is the end of the shishas of the Mishnah. To remind us that we're learning Torah, which is a levush, or a levush is mamish haynu hach, but yet etzim zach itself. There was a yad for something. It's mamish loshen sheyesh alecha is eish beli levushim. So the levushim are a yad. You should be chap onto it, and that's maseches uktsin.
I remember Rabbi Selassie did the Ben Zakunim, so I looked up and it's missing tires.
Yeah.
I saw Pshat. I think the Pshat was he didn't need to teach him tires because he knew where the Egarufa was tires or something along those.
Because that's missing in the.
Like he was saying, the whole Mahusi Yosef is the set of looks and the set of tires.
Wow.
He didn't need that for Etzel. Zakunim is everything besides the tires.
Oh, and that was Nichlal in the Levush.
The whole there.
Heaven says there's a Moed the Karachayim HaKodesh. Karachayim HaKodesh by Yehuda, it says Kibbes B'yayin Levushoy. Kibbes B'yayin Levushoy U'bedam Anovim Susoy. So Yosef, so Yehuda was gebenched. Kibbes B'yayin Levushoy. And Karachayim HaKodesh has a Mahalach. Stamvi has a whole Mahalach on the Psukim, but on Kibbes B'yayin Levushoy. He explains that Yain is Yain Shel Torah, and the Levusha is the Levusha of Melech HaMashiach. And he says that Klal Yisrael are going to be Nigal from Golas. Beika in this Golas is Beika B'schus Torah. Beika is the Schus of Torah. So he says if Klal Yisrael are learning Torah Sefaket, then Kibbes B'Yain Levusha, and then the Geula is going to come B'schus of Torah, and it'll be a Lechtiga Geula. Chas V'Shalom not is that's a B'dama Novim Susay. The Bechina of Dam, then it's going to have to come through a Melech Kosher, Shel Gzeirois of Koshers. It also talks about the Indian of the Levusha over here. Kibbis B'yayin Levusha Pir. Koicha Shel HaMelech HaMetzupe Melech HaMashiach Shil HaShemoy Hu B'chines Eisek HaTorah. It says Agol Az Dalat Shebo Yigala HaGoyel HaOtzem Tzorch Shetiyah B'yad Yisrael Mitzvah Eisek HaTorah. For the Gula that we're waiting the core of Bim Heir Yemein, and that's going to come through the mitzvah Eisek HaTorah. Zula Zeh is Akev Miboy, Ach De Gezach. The person got to be Misamets in Eisek HaTorah. חבוימר בדם הנובם, כי אם יגיע הזמן הגולה ולא ימצא, הם בנו תוירה, תהיה הגולה ומצא אויל ותוקף הגולס, שיצין אומץ לישראל, כאוימרם, ולא ישראל זכוס לגול מים, מלך כושר, ואוימר בדם הנובם. הם זה יסורם חס ושלום, נדעת ביתרו יסורם, יזדח לכו הנפו שיסברו נצא יצא הקדוש הגדר שגדרך שיסברו באמצא יש בחינוס התוירה. זה פלד אקזח, זה יסיד הסיים העניין, אבל כיבס ביין לבושה, זה לבוש corresponds to it's one of the chelik of Torah, the mitzvahs be'isek ha-Torah. Yain is the bechinas yena shel Torah. Yena shel Torah is always the bechinas the pnimius of Torah, right? Yena shel Torah is always the bechinas pnimius of Torah. It's a kibbeis be'yain levushay. In other words, when Mashiach will come, that levush, which corresponds to the levush, the chelik Gemara Nayim was talking about, that till now you have to learn Torah be'bechinas levush, be'bechinas levush, and that, be'bechinas levush, when it comes to Mashiach, Mashiach Kenny will come, that levush will be washed in yayin. Which means that the yena shel Torah, the pnimius ha-Torah will come out through the levush, will be washed, and then you'll see the pnimius on the levush, which is the bechin of yena shel Torah. So if we're zoichem, we misamets in Torah, misamets b'Torah shebenigla in Golas, before we're zoichem to see the pnimius of everything, so then Mashiach will be the one who kibes b'yayin levushay. He'll take that levush, which is how we toifas the Torah, that levush, and he'll wash it with yayin, he'll wash it with the yayin shel Torah, and then we'll be zocha to the pnimius of Torah, which is the bechina of yayin shel Torah. But if not chas v'sholem, so then v'dam onov m'susay. And that's the chayyur that after the oimim of the inyan, the brothers taka took the ksainis pasim and they dipped it into dam, and because they dipped it into dam, the mechiras yosef called asara rogi malchus, it caused the terrible tzaras, because the vush either gets dipped into dam, or it gets washed in yayin. And we are hoping that the levush, which is the chelik hanigla shebetoyra, which Yosef Tzadik represents, the Shishi Sidra Mishnah Yosef Tzadik represents, that's going to be washed with yenish al Torah. That's going to be washed with kibbis b'yayin levush. It's going to be washed with the pnimis al Torah. And then it's going to be nizgala that it was only a levush. And inside that levush is going to be soaked with yayin. It's going to be soaked with yayin. It's going to be soaked with pnimius, and that's what we mitzapeh. If chas v'shalom otherwise, then the levush is dipped in dam. As the brothers, they dipped the levush in dam, and that caused all the tzaras, that caused a bechina where the geula has to come through that caused the whole Golus Mitzrayim is because of Chet HaMechiras Yosef, and later on Asur HaGemalchus, the Shverekaiten have to come through the Yisurim. But really the Yisurim should have been as Gala Bechim and Bechim as Torah. A person learns Torah be Yisurim, meaning he learns Torah be Amtsus be Mesiris Nefesh, and because the Chelik a Nigla of Torah, and it's a Bechim as a Nigla of Torah is a Bechim as Eitz Adas Toi Vira. It's full of machlokes and it's hard to learn. And machashaki moishivani zutal bavli it's a chashuz gzach. However, then we'll be zoicher mitz Hashem that through all the his amsus in that, then we'll be zoicher that levush that we had, the nigla that we had, is going to be washed in yain and it's going to be soaked in the pnimis atoyer. Then we'll all be mizgala the pnimis atoyer. And this is taka bracha given to Yehuda. The levush is Yosef. But when the levush is washed in yayin, that's already Yehuda coming out. It was megala the whole Torah's Yosef, which was only b'levush. He's megala the pnimius of that Torah, and that's the bechinas yena shel Torah kibbutz b'yayin levusha. That's the tzipia for the gula, all the nigla, miniskala, the nista, the yena shel Torah. Pelvi kazach. So we meanwhile are holding on to the uktzin. Meanwhile we're holding on to the ukitz. Because the rest is eish. And when Hashem, Mashiach will come, he'll wash the levush, and then the whole levush will be soaked and smelling of yenish al Torah. We must say all the pnimius. A melech has to be mechabed levush, and that was the pekame. David the melech, because he wasn't mechabed levush. Yeah.